Okay, everyone, I hope all is good. Very exciting day as we start Maseches Megillah, as you might imagine, which talks primarily about Purim, although there definitely are some other halachos in there, halachos of Kriyas HaTorah and Kedushas Beit HaKnesses and other such things. But as you might imagine, the primary topic, certainly the first parak, and the second as well, is talking about Kriyas Megillah and the mitzvos of Purim. So that's, I mean, you're all familiar with Purim, so let's dive right in. Megillah Nikreis, Piyud Aleph, Piyud Beis, Piyud Gimel, Piyud Daled, Piyud Tesvav. We are familiar that nowadays that the Megillah is read on the 14th or the 15th, depending on which type of city you're in. But back in the day, the Mishnah tells us that there was a special dispensation for certain people to read on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, as well, as the Mishnah will explain. So, Lo Pachos V'Leotzer, but it didn't ever get back to the 10th of Adar, and it never went to the 16th, right? It was only between those 5 days. Krachem HaMokofen Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, Korim Pitzesvav. Halacha, you're probably familiar with that. The walled cities that have a wall from Yeshua Ben Nun read on the 15th. Nowadays, that's a very short list. Obviously, Yerushalayim could be Tveria, could be Hebron. I'm not sure exactly if there's more than that. There could be that I'm not familiar with, but the most obvious and most famous, obviously, is Yerushalayim. Kfarim Bayaros Gedolos Karim Biyudalad, and villages in every other city read on the 14th. So where do you get 11th, 12th, and 13th from? Alisha Kfarim Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa, the Kfarim, the villages, would read earlier on the Yom HaKnisa. The Yom HaKnisa, as Rashi explains, was every Monday and Thursday, the villagers would go into the big cities and set up their markets. And so on those days, they would be able to read the Megillah. Discussion in terms of exactly what that means. Does that mean that they would gather in their own cities and have someone from the big city read for them? Does that mean they would read in the big cities? Does that mean that they would, either way, but they would be able to read on those days, meaning, if you look at, just to explain one potential explanation, if you look at the end of Rashi, Elisha, Kfarim, Makdim, Liyam, HaKnisa, so he says, Kfarim, Inam, Bikim, Likros, right, if the villagers presumably were not able to read the Megillah, Utsuchen, Shi, Ikran, Lahem, Echab, and Bnei Ha'ir, and probably somebody from the big city had to read for them, had to bring in a Balkore. Velu, Utsuchem, Chachamim, Lit, Acher, Velovo, Biom, Yodalid, right, and the Chazal simply did not bother them to come back to the big city, right, according to Rashi, to hear the Megillah again. Right? Okay, fine. So what's the Yom HaKnisa? So basically it's the Monday or Thursday before Purim, depending on where it was. So that would be how you would get to 11, 12, and 13. So the Gemara now lists off all the possibilities, because some of them are not as necessarily straightforward as you might imagine. And again, the Gemara obviously will discuss exactly what the deal is. Some of them are straightforward, as the Gemara explains. So, as the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how does this all work? Chalios Yodala B'Sheni, if Purim fell out, regular Purim fell out on Monday. So simple. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bobayom, right? All the regular cities read on the 14th on Monday. Umukavos Chom Lamachar. And the walled cities read on Tuesday on the 15th. Chalios B'Shlishi Revi, if Purim fell out on Tuesday or Wednesday. Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, the villages go back to Monday. Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bobayom, and the regular cities read on the 14th. Umakavos Chom Lamachar, and the walled cities on the 15th. Chalios Bechamishi, if it fell out on Thursday. So again, that's also one of the Yom HaKnisa, either Monday or Thursday. So Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bobayom. So again, the villages and the big cities all read on Thursday. Umakavos Chom Lamachar, and the walled cities read on Friday. Now is where it gets a little bit complex. Chalios Erev Shabbos. Let's say Purim falls out on Friday. Nowadays, that is called Purim Meshulash, as we'll find out a little bit later, because basically the walled cities, as you'll see in a second, read on the Megillah on Friday, but they have their Suda on Sunday, so you have what they call Purim Meshulash, 3 days. Okay, either way, so what happens if Chalios Erev Shabbos? Purim is on Friday, so then Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, the villages read on Thursday, as the day before. Vayaros Gedolos Mekavos Chom HaKorim Bobayom, and everybody else, even the walled cities, read on Friday. And including, obviously, the regular cities read on Friday, because that's Purim. Chalios B'Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, I'm not sure if that can happen nowadays. Kfarim Bayaros Gedolos Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, the regular cities, even the regular cities, and the villagers go back to Thursday, right? The regular cities don't read on Friday, but they go back all the way to Thursday. That's the 12th. And obviously the walled cities can read on Sunday, no problem. Chalios ba'echar b'Shabbos, if Purim fell out on Sunday, Kfar makdim liyom ha'knisa, now this is how we get to the 11th, right? The villages then go back to the previous Thursday, which is the 11th. Ayaros gedolos kom ba'yom, mekabos chom l'machar, and then everything else is normal, right? Because it's simply Sunday, Monday, right? Regular Purim and Shushan Purim. Okay, says the Gemara, Megillah nikris b'yid aleph minolin. How do you know that the Megillah can be read, right, on all these days? The Gemara says minolin. What do you mean minolin? How do you know? I mean, what's the logic behind it? Could be in the name of, come on, we're going to say in a couple of daf dalet, that chachamim mekilu al kfarim lios makdim liyom haknisa kedei sheyispigu mayim umazim lachem shebekrochim. That the Gemara is going to explain that Chazal were lenient on these villagers so that they could read the Megillah a few days earlier in order so that they'd be free, right, freed up to provide food and drink for their brothers in the big cities, right, on the Yom HaKnisa. That's not exactly what the Gemara says. The Maskana of the Gemara is that it's a chesed for the villagers, not necessarily a chesed for the people in the big cities. But okay, either way, meaning Chazal instituted this whole thing because the villagers are going to be pressed for time and it's going to be tough for them to make two trips into the big city in 1 week. So the Gemara says, you're right. Anan haki kamina, no, this is what we meant to say. Michti, let's see. And you'll see it's completely not bechlal at all related to the question we just asked before, but okay, fine. Let's see. Kuli Anshe Knesset Gedola Tekninu. For sure, the Anshe Knesset Gedola must have been metakein all of these 5 days. Because these Sagadaita, Anshe Knesset Gedola, Yudalas, Tezvav Tikun. Because if you tell me that the Anshe Knesset Gedola set up what we know as regular Purim on the 14th and the 15th, and then Asur Rabbanim Vakri Takanta, the Takinu Anshe Knesset Gedola, and then the Chachamim came and uprooted that Takana and added 3 extra days, so that's not possible. It's impossible that that would have happened because v'atzan, because we learned in the Mishnah that in based in yachol levatal divrei based in chaveru elam ken gadol b'menu b'chachum b'minyan. That what the rule is when it comes to changing based in decrees is that only a based in that is greater in chachma and in number, right, is able to uproot old decrees. And obviously, Anshe Knesset Gedola, that was the end. That was the last great Beis Din, and nobody that comes after that, right, is able to uproot their Takanas. So, Alapshita Kula Anshe Knesset Gedola Takinu, for sure, so therefore, it must be that this is all a Takana of the Anshe Knesset Gedola. Heicha Ramizo, where is a hint? Where did they see a hint in the Psukim in the Megillah? And it helps if you're familiar with the Psukim in the Megillah. If you're not, that's okay too, but we'll see there are going to be 4 or 5 blot of all drushes of the Megillah, so if you're not familiar yet, you will be. But either way, where do we see in the language of the Megillah that this concept could happen, that you could add, that you have these extra days? I mean, just to be clear, the Megillah says straight out that the days of Purim are 14th for regular cities and 15th for walled cities. Those are Psukim, that's straight up. But where do you see all these other days? So Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, 2 possibilities. Amar Kra, first of all, Rabbi Yochanan's possibility is that the pasuk says, "Lekayem es yemei haPurim ha'ele bizmanehem," to fulfill the days of this Purim in their times. So Gemara explains, "Zmanim harbe tiknu lahem." Apparently, there are many times. So Gemara says, 1 second, "Haimi boyle legufe." Well, you need that pasuk for itself. That pasuk for itself teaches me that you have to keep, right, if you, as Rashi says, that you have to keep Purim on the 14th and the 15th, right, as it continues on to say. Right, the rest of that pasuk, right, is just like, well, I guess it's not exactly, it doesn't say it in that pasuk, but in the next couple of pasukim it says that you have to do the 14th and the 15th, or maybe the previous pasuk, I'm not sure. Okay, fine, but either way, the mashmash of that pasuk is that you have to keep, right, the 14th and the 15th, right, the kayim, as you may have put in my elab, is manayam, right? Make sure you keep the 14th and 15th. So Gemara says, you're right. But im kain, if that's all it wanted to teach me, lema kras zman. It could have just said zman. My zmanayam, what is this language of zmanayam, their times? Zmanim tuva. There are many times. So that's how you see that there are more than just the 14th and 15th. Ay, vekatim imbayle. 1 second. We still need that pasuk to teach me a different drasha, that zmanayam, there are many times that means zmano shalzeh, lo kuzmano shalzeh. That the time when the city's in the 14th, read the cities and the people in the regular cities read the Megillah, that's got to be different than the people in the 15th. That the people in the regular cities, the time that they read the Megillah has to be different than the time that the people in the walled cities read the Megillah. So Gemara says, meaning that you can't have Purim and Shushan Purim on the same day. They have to be different days. So Gemara says, Imkena, well, if that was all we needed to learn, so then Lema Kras Manam. You could have said their times. Ma'iz Manehem, what's their times in the plural? So then Shema Mina Akulu, then you can learn all of these ideas. So Gemara says, okay, one second. Ema is mine tuva. So why do you just back up to the 11th? Maybe there are 15 days you can read the Gemara, read the Megillah on. So Gemara says, Zmanayam dunya dizmanam. No, because it's similar to zmanam. Mazmanam tre, avzmanayam tre. Right. Whenever you're dealing with a plural in the psukim, right, we usually assume that means the minimal amount of number that can be plural, and that is two. So you have, again, you have 2 days here. Zmanayam refers to 2 days. So Gemara says, no offense, but I see 3 days, right? You have 11th, 12th, and 13th. Same with Tlesar and Tlesar. Why doesn't this refer to just then the 12th and the 13th? Why, where do we get the 11th from? So Gemara says, Kedama Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. As Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explains, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila L'Cholhi, V'lo Tzorich L'Ri Buye. That the 13th was Zman Kehila, a day of gathering. Now, what does that mean? So that's a bit of a discussion. You just take Rashi. If you look at Rashi here, there's no Tosfos on this page. So if you look at Rashi on the top left of the daf, three lines down, he says, "Akol nikalu linakim me'ayvehem bein shushan ve'shar mekomos." If you read the psukim, the war, right? Again, what happened? Basically, if Haman decreed that the Jews should be wiped out. So then Achashverosh later decreed that the Jews would have a day to stand up and destroy their enemies before Haman's day, right, would come to pass. So that day was the 13th. That the Jews all got up and killed 75,000, right, many, many, many goyim, all their enemies. That was the day of the 13th. The war was on the 13th. The days we celebrate Purim are the days they rested after the war. So in a regular city, that's the 14th. In Shushan, they got an extra day. That was one of Esther's requests. They got an extra day to fight and kill their enemies. So therefore, they rested on the 15th. So that's why we celebrate the 15th on walled cities. But the 13th, according to everybody, in every place, all over the world, was Zman Kehila, the day they gathered to fight the war. So therefore, Ilchach Lo Tzarech Kura L'Ribuye, therefore we don't need a pasuk to include it, because as Rashi says, that was when the Iker Nes happened on that day. So the other Rishonim don't really like that interpretation so much. If you look at the back, the Ran and Shatah Girbur and Kot Rosh, that they usually, again, the Pasuk says very clearly that we celebrate Purim on the days that we rested. So they're not so happy with that. Okay, there are other answers if you want to check it out. But let's go with that one. So the Gemara says, okay, now one second. Ve'ema shitzar v'shivzar. So fine. So if you're telling me that this Pasuk tells me that there's two extra days, the 11th and 12th, and the 13th is obvious because that's the day the war happened. So why not the 16th and 17th? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, lo yavor, that they should not pass, right? That you should keep, right? These days, v'lo yavor, do these 2 days, but you should not pass. I mean, you do not pass the 14th and 15th, and therefore, right, we see that you could learn 11th, 12th, 13th from 11th, 12th from Psukim, 13th is Zman Kehila, right, and 14th and 15th are obvious. Okay, that's possibility number one. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says a different pasuk. And obviously, as soon as you have two different possibilities for a drasha, right, you'll have to understand why one of them didn't say the other one. But basically, we're going to learn the same thing just from a different pasuk. Amar krok kayomim asher nacho by my yudim, right? That like the days that the Jews rested, right, from the war with their enemies, right? That there's some simchas. So the Gemara says, what do you mean like the days? It should just say yomim. It should say the days the Jews rested. That's when we have the holiday. So kayamim, the kayamim, that we have two extra days that are like the days that we celebrate the Purim. So that's l'rabos yud aleph and yud beis, right? That's to include, right, the 11th and 12th. Ah, I've my trezor with Leisler. What about the 12th and 13th? Right, where would you get the 11th from? So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, again, was it Shimon? Was it, I have an abbreviation in my Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. No, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yitzchak. Right, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Okay, sorry about that. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Yigimel Zman Kehila L'chol Hivel Tzarek L'Riburi. Okay, same thing about the 13th being Zman Kehila. Ve'im Hashitzer V'Shivzer. Again, why not the 16th and 17th? V'lo Yavar K'siv. Because, again, the Pasuk says you cannot pass the 15th in terms of celebrating Purim. Didn't I mention that Purim Meshulash can happen on the 16th? That you have the Suda on the 16th? Okay, fine, that's a different discussion. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, my time lo Amar Mibizmanehem. Okay, so now you have to deal with why Rabbi Yochanan, why Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani don't say like he's the Lashitas. So why does Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani say like Rabbi Yochanan that we learn it from Bismanihem? Because Zman Zmanam Zmanihem lo Mashmalei. He doesn't see any difference in between the words Zman, Zmanam, and Zmanihem, right? If you remember, that was the basis, right, for all that drushes. Rabbi Sheben Bar Abba, Lo Amar Mikayamim. Aye, so why didn't Rav Sheva Bar Abba, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan at the beginning, right, the quote of Rabbi Yochanan for his manihem, so why doesn't he say like Kayamim? So Amalacha, he would say to you simply, Hahu Ladoros Udiksiv. That pasuk means that you should keep Purim for generations. Meaning that's why it says Kayamim, like those days. What do you mean like those days in the 14th and 15th when the Jews rested from their enemies? Yeah, every year afterwards, on the 14th and 15th of Adar, we should keep Purim like those days that the Jews rested from defeating their enemies. Okay, fine. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Amar Yochanan. Zu divrei Rabbi Kiva Stimta. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva Stimta. The Mishnah Shita is Rabbi Akiva. You can read the Megillah 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15th, right? All the time, anytime, in any generation. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. What does it mean, Stimta? That it's a Stam Mishnah. So that if you look at Rashi, that many Stam Mishnahs came from Rabbi Akiva. Well, Rashi doesn't love that pshat, but okay, either way, that these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Stimta was like, I guess, what they called him, right? That he had, let's say, according to that opinion, many Stam Mishnahs according in his name, or from his Talmidim's name, rather. But either way, this is Rabbi Kiva. The Doresh Zman Zman is Manayim, because he holds of that drasha. Al v'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, Ein korno se'ele b'zmana, there is no such thing as the 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can only read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. Of course, it's Meisvei, 1 second. What are you talking about? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai, when can we read these? When can we read the Megillah on 11th, 12th, and 13th in the villages? Bezman she'a shanim kitikna v'yisrael shururim alad masam. That's only when the years are set up according to the calendar, and Bnei Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, and they're setting up the establishment, right, that, you know, Beis Din decides when the new moon is, when Rosh Chodesh is, they send out messengers, etc. Abasman hazeh, but nowadays, meaning after that has already been abolished, right, hol mistaklim ba, since the Jews now, what do? They use Purim to calculate, they look at Purim to calculate Pesach, right? Because they don't have necessarily messengers, etc. So basically, they count, right, a month from Purim. Right? Once you take Purim, and that's the barometer for using to figuring out when Pesach is. Say in Korosa Elabizmana, then you can no longer read it on an early day, because what will happen if you read the Megillah on, I don't know, the 12th? So then people will start Pesach on the 12th. Well, that's going to be a big problem, because then their Pesach is going to end 3 days before Pesach actually ends, and then they're going to be eating chametz on Pesach. Right? If you look at Rashi, right, Abbas Bezman Hazeh, right, Shepasku Kol Elev Yisrael Nifrudu V'lo Yagiu Shluchei Beis Din Etzlam, right, since Shluchei Beis Din are not going to reach the outer fringes of the Galus, so I called Sofen L'Mikra Megillah V'omrim Yom Yudale Be'adar Karin B'Megillah V'nishru L'Adar Tezvav Yom O'Tezvav Shal Nisan V'osim Pesach. Right? They basically use the Kriyas Megillah to line up when Pesach falls. Vimtaktim Kriyasa, and if you do the reading early, then Yasu Pesach Lasil Shloshim Yom Shalak Kriya. Then they're going to use, like I said, they're going to do Pesach 30 days after the reading. Vimtu Ochel Chametz Beyom Machronim Shal Pesach, and they're going to end up eating Chametz on Pesach. So that's what that's the Shita of that's what the Chachamim say. Right? The Chachamim say that that's 1 second. Sorry. Where am I back in the Gemara now? No, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Alibi Daman. So who's Rabbi Yehuda holding like? If you tell me that Rabbi Akiva holds, then like our Mishnah, that you can always read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, and the Chachamim say you can never read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And now when Rabbi Yehuda says you can read the 11th, 12th, and 13th only when Bnei Yisrael or in Eretz Yisrael are working out with the calendar, so that's like neither of them. That's Ilema Alibid Rabbi Akiva, if you're telling me he's only like Rabbi Akiva. So Philip is Manazet Isa. Well, Rabbi Akiva says you can always read it, the Megillah on the 3 days prior. How do I know that he says that? Well, first of all, the Mishnah doesn't distinguish. And second of all, as Rashi points out, Rabbi Akiva lived in a time, mostly, right, after the Churban, right, when there was no Bnei Israel sitting living in their lands and dictating when the months would be. So if he says this, then it must be, right, that you're allowed to do it even after Bnei Yisrael are exiled or not setting up the months according to, right, witnesses, etc. So Elav Alibu the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda can't be like Rabbi Kiva, but he also can't be like the Rabbanan. Ubisman Shem Ketikna Mishol Shulam Alad Masam Mia Karinan. Well, 1 second. Right, he says that you are allowed to read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th when Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. The Chachamim said, as you just quoted Rabbi Yochanan, that you can never read it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So therefore, Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta, so it must be that that's not true. It must be that that's not actually Rabbi Akiva's sheet of the Mishnah. Really, the Mishnah's sheet there must be the Rabbanan. Okay, now Ikedami, some people understand this exchange in a bit slightly different. Amar Rabbi Ravachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zudivir Rabbi Akiva Stimta, that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, but Amar Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, not that you can never read it on the 11th through the 13th, but the Chachamim say, like, we just quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and then obviously this will all line up very well. Right, nowadays, you cannot read it on the 11th and the 13th, through the 13th, but before that, you could have. And Tanya Mehachi, and that's why, therefore, we have a proof. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, right? Amosai, when can you read on the 11th to the 13th? Bismachashanim Kitiknan, Vishal Shrun, and Alabasam, that's when the Jews are living in Eretz Israel, running the calendar, etc. But nowadays, since they use Purim to figure out when Pesach is, and Kornosa, Alabismana, right? We only read it on the 14th or the 15th. Okay. Rav Ashi Kashile Rav Yehuda Az Rav Yehuda Umokela Lebraisa Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi noticed the stira in Rav Yehuda's shitas, and then he set it up. Right? He answered that it must be that the Braisa that we're about to quote is not Rav Yehuda, but it's Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda. Umi Amar Rav Yehuda. Did Rav Yehuda really say, like we just quoted, that Bismana Zeh Hol Mstaklaba In Kornosa El Bismana? That nowadays, since we look at Purim to figure out when Pesach is, you can only read the Megillah on the 11th through the 13th, or Minhu Asu Yastiro, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ema Sayi, when can you read it from the 11th to the 13th? Makam Shenech Nasim Mishenech Chamishi. That's only if the villages actually go into the walled cities, or the big cities rather, on the Monday and Thursday on the Yom HaKnisa. Ava Makam Sheinich Nasim Mishenech Chamishi. But if they don't go into the big cities on the Yom HaKnisa, say in Korno Sel Bezmana, so then you can only read it on the 14th and 15th, because again, that doesn't help the villages at all. So the Gemara Darshan's Makam Shenech Nasim Mishenech Chamishi Mina Karinan. Right? Afil Bezmana is that, right? That Brisa seemed not to give any time limit whatsoever. It just made it dependent on whether the villagers go into the big cities on the Yom HaKnisa. Didn't say anything about the calendar, etc. So that's against Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Why, we learned a minute ago that Rabbi Yehuda says it only depends on whether the Jews are working the calendar. So Mokin Lila Brisa. So therefore Rav Ashi said it must be that this Brisa is Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. It must be somebody else. So Gemara says, 1 second. Right? We always have stiras in the Tanayim and the Almoraim, and we try to figure out a way to make both Brises or both Mishnayos or whatever, right, work with each other. Usually we do not jump and say it must be someone else's opinion. Where did you get that from? Right? Mishum de Kashali Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Mokim Lo Brisa, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Wait, that seems to be a last ditch, last gasp, random answer. Like, where do you pull that out from? Gemara says no. Rav Ashi Shmuley the Ika the Tani like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ika the Tani like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Now Rav Ashi already was working with a contradicting understanding, in that some people said that was Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and some people said that it was Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita, and therefore made the Kashulei Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that Rav Ashi knew that Brisa contradicted Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion. Amar, he said, "Mind the Tani like Rabbi Yehuda alav dafka." It must be that whoever said that the Brisa was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is incorrect. Mind the Tani like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda dafka. And the one who says that it's Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Shita is, in fact, correct. Okay. As you're undoubtedly realizing, the Megillah has some pretty long dapim, some pretty good agata. So we go weiter. Right, the walled cities from the days of Yeshua, read on the 15th. So Gemara says, Menon immediately. Where do you get that from? It is very random to apply Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun to the story of Purim. Purim happened many, many, many years, hundreds of years later. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Damar Krux, the Pasuk says, Akein hayudim ha-purazim ha-yoshivim ha-rei parazos. The prazim, the unwalled big cities, right, that the word prazim, but the prazim barabasar mukafim v'chamishasar. From the fact that, again, it says that straight up that the regular cities read on the 14th, so the walled cities must read on the 15th. Now, again, this is already, this minani mili, where do you get it from? I think I jumped the gun here, because we're going to talk about, 1 second. Yeah, meaning we're not talking about this Minani Mili, this is how do you know, is not talking about where do you get from Yeshua ben Nun, I apologize. It's talking about how do you know that the walled cities are on the 14th, the regular cities are on the 14th, and the walled cities are on the 15th. Sorry. How do you know that's the split? So, again, the Rava says, because the the pasuk says that, again, just to quote the whole pasuk again, just to backtrack. Right, the regular cities, right, the pasuk says straight out that the regular cities, the prozim, read on the 14th. So if the prozim on the bar basar, if the regular cities are on the 14th, then mukofin bechamishasar. Right, the walled cities are on the 15th. Again, if you remember from Amar Aleph, we're going to have the drasha of zmanos shozeh lokish zmanos shozeh, that the time for the people in the regular cities to read the Megillah is different than the time for the people in the walled cities to read the Megillah. So if it says that the people in the regular cities are reading on the 14th, so the walled cities by definition are reading on the 15th. I have a prozim barbasar mukof and klal klal lo. So the Gemara says, well, that's not the only option. Why do you default to, if they're on the 14th, they're on the 15th? Maybe it just means that the people in the 14th, people in the unwalled cities should read on the 14th, and the people in the walled cities should not read it at all. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. For Lav Yisrael, well, they're still Jews. Aren't they Jews? They should do the mitzvah. So the Ve'od, and also, the pasuk says that everybody had this miracle happen to them. Okay, so Gemara says, "V'im a prozim barabasar, barabesar, mukafin barabesar, uvachamesar." Okay, so why don't we say that the people in the unwalled cities read on the 14th, and people in the walled cities read on the 14th and the 15th? Okay, because the pasuk says, "Leozu sim as yom barabasar the chodesh adar v'es yom chamishasar bo b'chol shana v'shana." Because the pasuk says that you have to do Purim on the 14th and the 15th. I have a kasiv es yom barabasar v'chamishasar. If it would have said the 14th and the 15th like that, instead of the day of the 14th and the day of the 15th. So Kadamarta could have heard that possibility that maybe the walled cities do have to read on the 14th and 15th. Ba'ash v'chtiv, now the pasuk says, es yom arba'asar, v'es yom chamishasar, right? It splits it with the es and yom. So asa es u'pasuk. That extra s comes and splits it. That honey ba'arba'asar v'honey v'chamishasar. That these people in the unwalled cities read on the 14th and the people in the walled cities read on the 15th. Well, why don't you suggest that maybe what that means is that the people in the unwalled cities read on the 14th, and the people in the walled cities can read either on the 14th or the 15th. Skomar says, again, as we learned learned a minute ago, Amar Kurav is Manehem. The Pasuk says, Manehem, Zmano Shozeh, Lo Zmano Shozeh, that they have to read on different days. Okay, Ve'ima B'tfleisar. So, okay, so why do the walled cities read on the 15th? Why don't they read on the 13th? Skomar simply answers one word, Kishushan. Just like Shushan. Shushan had a war on the 14th, on the 13th and the 14th, and they rested on the 15th, so therefore, that's what we do. Okay, fine, very good. Now, the Gemara says, Ashkechan Asiya. Now, you've explained to me why you have to do the Asiya, the actions of Purim. What does that mean? As Rashi says, Mishtav Yomtiv. Right, that's already because the Pasuk says, Mishtav Yomtiv. Because the pasuk says, "Alkein ayudim aparazim yoshvim aray aparazos osim as yom arabasar lechodesh hadar simcha umishtev yom tov umishloach manos ishrayehu." So that pasuk is talking about the festive aspects of Purim. That tells me that the regular cities do on the 14th and the walled cities on the 15th. But zechira v'nalan, how do you know they have to remember? They have to do kriyas megillah on the 14th and the 15th. How do you know that that's split as well? So Amar Kral, the pasuk says, "Vayim ma'ila niskarim v'nasim." These days are remembered and done. Iskish zechira le'asiyah. We connect the remembering, the Kriyas Megillah, to the asiyah, the mitzvos of the day. Okay, fine. Now, I apologize, now we're going to talk about why we go back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun, as opposed to, you know, let's say from the days of Shushan. The Masnizim de Lokai Tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, Krochim, the walled cities, Hamukofos, Mi'imos, Achash, Verosh. You don't go back and judge the walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. You go by the time of Achashverosh. That's when Korim Be'achameshasar, that you judge a walled city by its status at the time of the Purim story. Now, Agav, that makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't you use the walled cities from the time of Shushan? So again, a lot of possibilities. The Gemara doesn't touch on this exactly. It could be that we're trying to give cover to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, again, that the Shalayim at that time was destroyed, right? Did not have a wall. So you're going to tell me all the walled cities at the time of Shushan, it's not going to include Yushalayim. Okay, could be that there'd be a tremendous pagam. Okay, either way, but Rabbi Shimon Karacha says that the barometer is the time of the Purim story. So the Gemara says, my time of the Shimon Karacha. He says, Ki Shushan, very simple, right? Because like we're going to compare everything to Shushan. Ma Shushan, Mekavis Choma, Mimos, Achashverosh, Rekorim Bechamishasar, Avko, Amekavis Choma, Mimos, Achashverosh, Rekorim Bechamishasar. Just like Shushan had a wall in the times of Achashverosh, so too any other city that had a wall in the time of Achashverosh. Vitamid Didan, my time, so what's the logic from Artana. So again, I explain like a little bit of the logic, right? Artana, as you're going to see in a second, has a drasha, prazi, but again, you know, what the Rishonim talking about is the logic behind, kind of the svara behind it. But either way, Vitana did my time, what's the logic of Artana? Yalef prazi, he has a gzera shava, a connection between the word prazi. The pasuk says, k'siv hacha, akena yudima prazim, right, as we quoted a few minutes ago, therefore the Jews in the unwalled cities, I have to read and do Purim, etc. Because if also, and it says in Dvarim, and when it's talking about Dvarim, I think it's in Dvarim. Dvarim Gimel Hey, right? Levad Merei Aparazi Harbe Maod. When the Jews are gonna conquer Eretz Yisrael, it's a description of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Kol Ela Arim Betzuros Choma Gvoa De Lasayim Uvriach Levad Merei Aparazi Harbe Maod." Right? Moshe is explaining to the Jews all the cities that live in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, "Levad Merei Aparazi Harbe Maod." There are many, many unwalled cities. So Malahalim Bekavus Choma Mimosu Shuvin Nun. Just like that, what is Moshe's talking basically in the last day of his life? Yeshua is about to lead the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, all of those unwalled cities. Just like that's the Pasuk is talking about from Yeshua ben Nun. So Avkama comes Chobam Yeshua ben Nun, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So too by Purim, we're also going to use Yeshua ben Nun as the barometer for what is walled and what is not. So Gemara says, Bishlam, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, lo omer ketam didan, no less le prazi prazi. I understand why Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who holds that we judge it from the time of Shushan, from the time of Purim, doesn't agree with our Mishnah because he doesn't have this drasha of prazi prazi. El tam didan, my time, lo omer ketam Yeshua ben Karcha. But it makes a lot of sense to judge what's considered a walled city by Purim, right, from the time of the Purim story, from Shushan. Why doesn't our Mishnah, and obviously the Halacha, agree with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Right, well, Gemara says, well, what do you mean? My time, or what's the reason? Right, Isle Prezi Prezi. Well, you just said he has exer zikasum. Right, he compares the psukim, and that's how he learned in the halacha. What do you mean? Why? So he says, no. Hachi Gamar. This is the. Excuse me. Sorry. This is the question. The Shushan David Kaman. One second. In Shushan, doesn't do like either of these opinions. Because lo de prazim. Because Shushan reads on Purim, Shushan Purim, obviously, but that's not, they didn't have a wall in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so they're doing like the halacha for regular cities, and they're not doing like the halacha for walled cities. So Rava Vimri LeKadiz, either Rava or Kadiz said, Kadiz, another one of the great names in the Gemara, so either Rava or Kadiz said, Shani Shushan Ho, Vanasa Bones. No, you're right, Shushan is special. That's where the holiday happened, and therefore that's a special case. So the Gemara says again, Bishlam in Tadi Don Hain Dixiv Medina Medina V'ir V'ir. When the Pasuk says that you keep Purim in Medina Medina V'ir V'ir, in every state, and in every city, so meaning that Pasuk just to read because we're going to need the rest of it. These days are remembered in every generation, and it has a very strange Pasuk. A strange language. It repeats a bunch of words. Mishpacha o mishpacha, medina medina, ve'ir ve'ir. Right? In every family, in every state, and in every city. It repeats those three words twice. So, meaning, according to our Mishnah, according to our Tana, I understand why it says medina medina, ve'ir ve'ir, right? To explain that you need two, right? What does that mean? Medina o medina, each state, right? The chalek bein mikofen choma mivos b'shul b'nun, the mikofes choma mivos akashverosh. To distinguish between cities that had a wall in the time of Yeshua b'nun and cities that had a wall in the time of akashverosh. Ir v'ir, in city, what does that pasuk do? That also, nami, that also, bein the chalek bein Shushan l'shar ayaros. That also splits Shushan off from other cities, that you have one city like Shushan that's doing its own thing, and then the other cities, right, are following all the rules. El Rabbi Shuban Karcha, but according to Rabbi Shuban Karcha, what do you learn from those psukim? Vishlama Medina Medina, I understand the word, it says there are two types of city-states, right? Medina Medina, that one Medina is Lachalik Ben Shushan, Lashara Yaros, right? Either Shushan does its own thing, and other cities do their own thing. Right? Elo, the Ir V'ir, Lamayasa, but what do you need to split? Right? Ir V'ir. Right? If you tell me Ir V'ir is to distinguish between what we said, the first Tana holds that Medina Medina splits cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun and the time of Shushan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha makes no split like that. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says we judge everything from the time of Shushan. So the Gemara says, "Amar l'chav Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha." Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha says, "What do you mean? The Tana didan minicha doesn't that puzzle and all those drushas don't work for our Tana either? Because came and easily prazi prazi. Because once you're learning the drusha of prazi prazi to teach me that we distinguish between cities that had a wall from the time of Yishuv ben Nun and cities that had a wall from the time of Shushan, Medina v'alal mali. So you don't need the puzzle of Medina to make that same exact distinction." So Ella says, Rabbi Shimon Karko says, Krela Drasha Huda Asa. That pasuk means something completely different. Because Rabbi Shimon Levi Huda Asa. It's open and available for a drasha by Rabbi Shimon Levi. That Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Krach v'chol samach lo v'chol hanira imo nidon k'krach. That we learn from that pasuk that a city and everything that's around it and everything that's seen from it, not only is a walled city reading on the 15th, but anything that is close and anything that can be seen. The Gemara will have to define that. But anything that is close, anything that can be seen, those cities also, those villages, those surrounding towns also read on the 15th. That's a whole discussion about the Mevaseret, whether it's close enough to Yerushalayim to be read on the 15th. Right? Big machlokes, a modern day poskim. Amongst other cities that it's not only Mevaseret, other cities in that vicinity, right, surrounding Yerushalayim and surrounding the other walled cities, right? How close do they read, in fact, on the 15th as well? Okay, so the Gemara says, how close do these villages and towns surrounding the walled city have to be? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bitim Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Abba, Kemi Chamsa and Tveria, mil. Like the distance between Chamsa and Tveria, a mil. Velema mil, so the Gemara says, well, why don't you just tell me it's a mil? So Kamash Balan, it teaches me the Shira de mil, Kama Have, how much is a mil? Kemi Chamsa and Tveria, like the distance between Chamsa and Tveria, nowadays in the vernacular, right, it's about 6/10, which is 3/5, right? Quick math, which is about 3/5 of a mile. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabosei, we'll stop here. We'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.